Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made, 24/7 being made. Congressman Jim Jordan, one of the most corrupt members of Congress, that's saying a lot when you look at the Republican caucus, he has now announced that he is refusing to cooperate with the January 6th committee. Will not permit himself to be interviewed. Will not turn over documents. He flipped him the bird. He is not going to cooperate. Mark Meadows, one of his fellow travelers and running dogs in the Republican caucus, another right-wing nut, chief of staff to Donald Trump, also has suspended cooperation. So is a fellow named Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. You know, everybody's always beating up on the guys from Alabama and Georgia and so on. Some of the worst were Pennsylvania and Ohio. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan in Ohio, Scott Perry in Pennsylvania. Scott Perry was one of the ones who met with Trump and his people to plant the seeds of the insurrection and the coup. And then Steve Bannon taking the fifth and being held in criminal contempt when he didn't even show up. What's going on here? How do people like Gymnasium Jim, G.Y.M. Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Scott Perry in particular? Jordan is a current member of Congress, so is Perry. Meadows is a former member of Congress from North Carolina, was appointed chief of staff by Trump, was submissive to Trump, subservient to Trump, servile towards Trump, was in on the planning of the coup. Well, with somebody who's a member of Congress, they don't just flat out subpoena him right away. I mean, they're sitting next to these people every day, see him in the hallway. Normally, a Republican and a Democrat see one another in the hallway and they nod, and sometimes they're even friends, and that's still true with some of them. But here you have people, I mean, if you were to see Marjorie Taylor Greene in the hallway, you would be on an alert. You'd reach for your gun. Of course, you wouldn't have a gun. It's in the Capitol. But in all seriousness, Marjorie Taylor Greene was the one who would go up and beat on the door of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office and shout, which they locked because they're afraid she'd break in. And she would shout, do you have diapers in there? Put away the diapers. She's a seriously disturbed individual. She is a diaper thing. Very seriously disturbed. Anyway, Gymnasium Jim, G.Y.M. Jordan, Scott Perry, and Mark Meadows said, drop dead. Now, can they be subpoenaed? Yes, they can be subpoenaed. Anybody can be subpoenaed who has relevant evidence. What's going on here is they're using the courts to delay everything till the November 22 elections. The November 22 elections are now only 10 months away. We are in 22. If they can delay it till then, and if in any respect something happens, the Republicans, for instance, take over the House, they get sworn in at the very beginning of January of 23. The first act that they will do, that Kevin McCarthy, for instance, if he becomes the Speaker, will do is withdraw the subpoenas. And then the issue becomes, is contempt of a subpoena that has been withdrawn still a criminal offense? Now, I think the answer is yes. A legitimate Congress issued it. They blew it off. They blew it off. But Republican judges and even some independent judges may very well say no. Once it's withdrawn, the predicate offense is gone and everything is dismissed. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So they send these letters out to Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, and Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows initially blew his cover. He did do some initial cooperation, turned over some initial documents, and they have plenty of testimony from other people who are in the White House on January 6th, aides and those kind of people. They know what's going on. This is a courtesy in many respects to simply confirm what they know. I'll tell you what, my feeling is this: if you let a witness have an opportunity to give their side of the story and they blow you off, or they plead the fifth, and you have plenty of evidence anyway, refer it for criminal prosecution. Refer it to Merrick Garland or the Justice Department. They are seriously considering referring Trump himself for his role in the insurrection to the Justice Department. And my statement is, what took you so long? Get it over there. This is now January. They'll ask for extensions. Garland will sit on it for a long time. I do not have faith that he is aggressive enough to even bring these criminal charges. I got to tell you, they're warranted. He should bring them. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. He hasn't intervened around the country in cases that clearly are interfering with federal elections. Clearly interfering with federal elections in Arizona, in Wisconsin, and elsewhere. And there's no aggressiveness. And that's got to be picked up. It's got to be picked up. So what'll happen is it gets referred, it's a headline, and then it sits there. And then suddenly it's March, and then April. And then let's say that they do refer it for criminal prosecution. Let's say Meadows, Perry, Steve Bannon, and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. And there's an order from a lower court to show up and either plead the fifth or spill the beans. Sing like a canary, or take the fifth. They will appeal that to the Court of Appeals. There's a briefing schedule. Extensions are granted. Suddenly the Court of Appeals, and then the summer comes, and they're on vacation. Suddenly in July, the Court of Appeals will hear it, or August, and they will affirm it, presumably. They'll immediately file a petition for writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court, or go in for emergency relief, and they'll sit on it and set a briefing schedule. And oh, it's September, October, there's the excitement of the November elections. If for any reason, and I will tell you, I think that the common wisdom is exactly that, it's common. It's not insightful. The common wisdom is that the party out of power picks up seats, and that's true historically. When I say out of power, I mean out of presidential power. People like checks and balances, the theory goes, plus these people are gerrymandering and they're crooked as a dog's hind leg, the way they're passing voting restrictive laws. So therefore, we're toast. Well, no, I don't agree with that. People who have looked at the redistricting maps have come to the conclusion that even though there is gerrymandering, it's not going to have the terrible effect that people think. It's wrong. There should be fair maps commissions in every state. Manchin of West Virginia is the bone in the throat that's stopping that. He won't suspend the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act, which would get away with gerrymandering. But nevertheless, people are beginning to like the chances of the Democratic Party nationally more and more. The other unknown in these elections, and it's going to be an unknown in the 2024 presidential elections, is how offended are conventional Republican voters with a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party, with the drive to get rid of democracy in our country, the drive to have state legislators pick the electors for each state and simply use the presidential election as a beauty contest. How pleased do you think people even in Milwaukee area, Ozaukee County, Waukesha County, even Washington County, when they keep reading and hearing that the Republican Party wants to make the lieutenant governor, the treasurer, state treasurer, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instructions just part of the governor's cabinet appointed by him or her? They only get to vote for the governor. I don't think they're going to be too pleased. I have talked to some Republicans when I've told them this and what's gone on. They haven't believed it at first, and they've gotten angry. And the reason that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in Wisconsin was because Republican voters in the past, in Waukesha County and Ozaukee County in particular, voted for Biden in higher numbers than they'd voted for any other Democrat, simply because they were revolted by Trump. That's what happened. It was not because he especially did better among Democratic constituencies. He did slightly worse than Hillary Clinton. And it was not because the rural areas of the state didn't go Republican. They did. The Republicans are making a very big mistake with all this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.